So welcome back, everyone, for part four of our Miguel at Root series. It's personally been really fun getting to take a look at each of the characters, and I'm so excited when it comes to Shavuos, even though it's going to be a little different from usual. I'll be at home reading it by myself. But I'm very excited to get to look at the Megillah through these four different perspectives. So this week we're talking about Rut. She's the main character in the story. Megillah is named after her. So we've looked so far at Elimelech and what his kind of negative famous trait was, and that was that he abandoned his people, that he was a failed leader. We looked at Naomi. She was truly dynamic throughout the story. She changed from someone who's completely passive, someone who was active. When push really came to shove, she took action, and she was able to stand up for what she really believed in. Then last week, we focused on Boaz. Boaz was the ultimate leader. He was the one who really stood up. He was a man of action. He took action when he was needed. He anticipated when even people had not yet come to ask. That's Boaz. So this week, we're going to focus on Ruth. What is her core midah? What exemplifies Ruth? So if we look in the first source is Ruth Rabbah, and it's discussing why was this Megillah written? What purpose does it serve us? Each of the Megillah specifically comes to teach us something. In addition, we learn something from which holiday it is read on. Sorry, someone just asked me to post the source sheet link, so I am pasting it again in the chat. So if we look in the Midrash in Rus Rabbah, in the second line, it says, Amara Bizera, Megillah Zo, Impa Lo Tuma Velo Tahara. It says, this is not a text that teaches us the intricate details of Tuma and Tahara. It doesn't teach us what is pure and what is impure. Velo Iser Velo Hatar, and not what is allowed and not what is not allowed. Vilama Nechtava, so what purpose does this Megillah serve? Lilamdecha Kamas Char Tov Ligom Le Chasadim. It says the only point of this Megillah being written is to teach us how those who do chesed are rewarded. That it teaches us what the reward for gmilut chesedim is. So where do we see chesed in this Megillah? It tells us in the Midrash that this is why the entire Megillah was written. So it must be a key element in the Megillah. So first we're going to look at a number of places where we see chesed happening in the Megillah. So the first is all the way in the beginning of Parak Aleph, we see Vatomer Naomi l'shtik haloteha lechna shovna isha l'beit ima. Naomi gets up and she is ready to return to Eretz Yisrael. And she says to her daughter-in-laws, please return to your family. There is no need for you to come with me back to Eretz Yisrael. Yasa Hashem imacham chesed. Hashem should do for you chesed. Hashem should do kindness with you. As you did with my family, as you did with my sons and my husband, and as you have done with me. So this is the first instance where we see chesed is mentioned, that Naomi says to her daughter-in-laws that they have done chesed with her family already, and Hashem should repay them in kind. The next source in Parak Bet says, Vatomer Naomi lekalota, Baruch hula Hashem asher lo azav chasto et hachayim ve et hamitim. Ruth has come back from her first day of begging in the field when she discovered that she happened upon the field of Boaz. And Boaz said he would take care of her, he would provide for her, that she shouldn't go to anyone else's field. She should only come to his field and he will take care of her. And Ruth comes back and tells of her good fortune to her mother-in-law. And her mother-in-law says, wow, Hashem has done such chesed with us, that Hashem has taken you to the field of this person who is not only so kind to us, but rather he is also a karov. He is a relative, and he is someone who can redeem you. So this is the second instance that we see chesed. Then Naomi says, wow, Hashem has done such chesed with us. And again in Parak Gimel, for the third time that chesed is mentioned in the Megillah, it says, Vayomer, brucha at la Hashem biti, heitafta chastecha ha'acharon min harishon, this is Boaz speaking to Ruth, and he says, wow, blessed Hashem who does chesed that brought you to me as opposed to bringing you to another man. Then he says, wow, Hashem does such chesed that he led you in the right direction that brought you to me, and now I will be able to help you. So throughout the Megillah, there are three instances in general of when it talks about chesed. But how do we specifically see it relate to Rus as a character? How do we see Rus as a woman who carries out Chesed? So in back in Parak Aleph, it says, "Vatisena kolan vatifchana od vatishak or palachamota v'rut dafkaba." It is speaking again of when the two daughter-in-laws were going with Naomi. They were on their way back to Eretz Yisrael with her, and she tells them to turn around. And it says, after Naomi's convincing, it says that Orpah turns around, v'rut dafkaba. However, Rut connects herself to Naomi. She sticks to her. She clings to her. The Gemara in Sota comments on these words and says, "Vayiplu biyad David ubiyad avdav dichtiv, vatishak or palachamota v'rut dafkaba." The Gemara in Sota picks up on these words that it says v'rut dafkaba, Amara biyitzchak, Amara kadosh baruch hu, yavou b'nei hanishuka, vayiplu biyad b'nei hadivuka. So Hashem says at this moment that in the future, the descendants of the B'nai HaNishuka, the one who was willing to kiss and leave, will fall in the hands of the B'nai HaDivuka, will fall in the hands of the one who clung, the one who stuck, the one who held strong. Darash Rabba ben Bishar Arba Dma'ot Shehoridu Arpa Al Chamota Zachta V'yatsu Mimena Arba Giborim. And it says that Orpah did have some merit. Because of the four tears that she cried at this moment, she merited to have four worthy descendants come from her. However, in the end, the descendants of Orpah who were willing to leave fell in the hands of B'nai HaDivuka, the hands of the descendants of Rus, who were able to stick or who were able to hold strong. So we see that Rus is described as a Divuka, someone who is able to stick, someone who clings to others. Rus was someone who was able to attach herself, who was able to stick together with others, who was able to really feel connected to other people. Why is this so amazing? It's a fantastic trait in and of itself to be one who's able to hold strong, to be one who's able to connect to others, to really stick to others. However, specifically during the time that Rus was living, this was an exemplary trait. It says in Parak Aleph, the first pasuk of the Megillah, "Vayhi b'mishvot hashoftim, vayhi rav ba'aretz, vayelach ish mibeit lachem Yehuda lagor b'stei Moab, hu v'isho shebanav." This was back where our entire story started. It was the days of the Shvot Hashoftim, the ruling of the Shoftim. And in Sefer Shoftim, it often describes what characterized this time. We talked about this in our Shir on Ali Melech. This was a time, the time of the Shoftim, that each person did whatever they wanted, that everybody did what they thought was correct, not what was necessarily correct in the eyes of Hashem or in the eyes of their ruler. So specifically at a time where everyone was scattered, nobody was able to be united, nobody was able to stick together and connect to other people, everyone was doing their own thing, acting out of their own will, Rus was someone who was able to stay strong. She was able to connect to others. She was able to give to others, and through her chesed, she truly connected to other people. This all stems from her ability to see the pain of others. How did she connect to others? By truly feeling their pain. We see this in the Torah Tmima on Imparak Aleph of Rus. He comments, "What does the name Rus mean? What is the meaning behind her name? Shera'ata divrei chamota." That it comes from the word Rus comes from the word ra'ata, that she was able to see, she was able to intuit, she was able to really look inside other people and see what they truly needed. So specifically it goes on to say that she was able to look into her mother-in-law and see that her mother-in-law may have been saying that she was willing to go back on her own, that she was willing to approach the world completely alone, but Rus saw into her mother-in-law's situation. She saw that this was a woman who had lost everything, that what she needed now was not for her only remaining relatives to leave her, to abandon her on her journey back to Eretz Yisrael, which was bound to not be an easy one. What she needed was for someone to stick with her, for someone to connect to her, for someone to be her partner along this mission. And Rus was able to truly see that, have the sensitivity to what her mother-in-law needed, And through this sensitivity, she was able to stick to her and truly connect to her. So where else do we see that Rus herself did chesed, not just that there is chesed mentioned in the Megillah? First and foremost, that she returned to Eretz Yisrael with her mother-in-law. And for all she knew, this was setting up her life to be one of solitude. Once whatever happened to her mother-in-law happened, she would pretty much be alone in the world, in a strange land. So she, first and foremost, followed her mother-in-law. Second of all, she gathered food for her mother-in-law. She didn't just show up and sit back and relax. She took action. She made sure that her mother-in-law was taken care of, that she had what she needed when she saw that her mother-in-law was not able to care for herself. And lastly, in the end of the Megillah, after she is with Boaz and she has a child from this union, she gives the child to Naomi. She is willing to understand that her role was to continue Naomi's family. This was not for her own merit. This was not for her own ability to continue on her name. She was able to give over the baby to Naomi and say, this is the continuation of your family. That is the ultimate chesed, that she was able to so selflessly give her own continuity over to someone else. So what we've established is that this is a Megillah centered on chesed, and specifically Rus is the star balas chesed that is discussed in the Megillah. But what's very interesting to notice is that there is another woman in our history that in the story in which we meet her, chesed is also mentioned three times, as we say it was in Megillah's Rus. And this woman is Rivka. And the word chesed comes up three times in the story of Eliezer going out to find a wife for Yitzchak and ultimately finding Rivka. If we look in Bereishis Perek Chaf Dalet, Eliezer says, "Vayomer Hashem Elokei Adonai Avraham hikriv na lifnei hayom v'asach chesed im Adoni Avraham." Eliezer starts out by davening to Hashem and he says, "Hashem, please do chesed with my master Avraham." And again later on in the parak, it says, "V'haya hanar asher Omar aleha, hitni na kadach ve'eshteva amrash de na gamek malacha ashka uta hachachta lavadach leYitzchak ubaidak yasita chesed imaduni." So Eliezer says to Hashem, "Hashem, please give me a sign. I am approaching the well. When I get to this well, please send me one woman who will offer to give me water and also offer to give water to my camels. And when you present this woman to me, I will know that she is the woman who is destined for my master Yitzchak, and I will know that you have performed chesed with my master Avraham." Again, the word chesed comes up. And finally, later on in the parak, it says, "V'ata im yeshchem usim chesed ve'emet im aduni higiduli ve'im lo higiduli ve'efna al yamin ve'al smol." He is in conversation with Besuel, and he says, "Please let me know if you are going to treat my master with kindness or not, if you will allow Rivka to return with me to my master." So again, we see that there are three times that it speaks of chesed in the story of Rivka. So why was it so important? Why do we have chesed as such a presence in the story of choosing Rivka for Yitzchak? Rashi comments, "Ata hachachta ru'uyahi lo shetehi gomelat chesedin." It says that Eliezer was specifically looking for a woman who was a gomelat chesedim, someone who carried out chesed, u'kedai li'ikanes b'beito shel Avraham, that would have been worthy of entering into the house of Avraham. U'lashon hochachta bararta, and it says this is what it means, why it uses the language of hochachta, that it would make clear to Eliezer that if this was a woman who did chesed, this was a woman who was destined to join the house of Avraham. The Bechor Shor continues on the same words, "Ota hochachta, kalu ota ru'uya liYitzchak, shebibit aduni ba'im orchim tamid, v'tzarich shetehe isha ne'ima, v'ina yafel orchim." So the Bechor Shor expands and says, why did the woman have to be a gomelat chasadim who was going to marry Yitzchak? The Bechor Shor says, because the house of Avraham and Sarah was one of complete chesed. We know that it says that their tent was open on all four sides for the guests to constantly be pouring into their home. And a woman who was going to be the woman who was going to take over this household, who was going to continue on the family of Avraham and Sarah, was going to have to be someone that was a gomelat chesedim, someone who knew the true meaning and acted always out of chesed. So it says when Rivka returns to Yitzchak, it says, "Vayevieha Yitzchak ha'ohela Sarah imo, V'yikacha Rivka v'tchihi lo l'isha v'yahaveha v'yinachim Yitzchak acharei imo. So it says that when Rivka came back and she meets Yitzchak, she falls off her camel. And then it says Yitzchak takes her to the tent of his mother, and he takes her as a wife, and he loves her. And at that point, Yitzchak is comforted for his mother's loss. The Alshech comments here, V'yiviyaha, hinei ha'ohela, shebirush tiva miuteret, ki ha'im shebasof tiva himkum lamed b'risha. Sorry, we can skip down a little bit. It's going through the different letters. Yigid lanu shehiviyaha ohela. It's talking about that he brought her to the tent. That he brought Rivka to the tent. V'odomer omro v'yahavo. Ya'ala aliv shelo ya'avena. Would we think that he wouldn't love her? V'odomru v'yinachim Yitzchak. Ma inyaninu po v'hinei b'midrash. So this is the part that we're going to focus on. That it says he brought her to the tent of his mother. Why is this important? V'kivan shemita sara paska v'kivan shebata Rivka chazar oto anan. That it says there are a number of signs that were in the tent of Sarah, and when she died, they left the tent. One is that the Shechina was constantly resting over the tent in the form of a cloud. And when Sarah passed away, the clouds disappeared. Kol hayamim shehaya Sarah kayamet hayudlatot p'tuchot l'rivcha. That all of the days that Sarah was alive, the doors of the tent were wide open. V'kivan shemita Sarah paska uto rivcha. And from the time that Sarah had passed away, this openness had ceased. And when Rivka returned to the kivan shabata Rivka chazarta utoar vacha, and then when Rivka returned to the tent, this openness also returned to the tent. That we see that Rivka was chosen specifically for her midah of chesed, so that she would be able to continue on one of the trademark symbols of Sarah, which had been her chesed. So Eliezer was specifically looking for someone to continue on Avram and Sarah's family that was able to continue this trait. And the Chizkuni adds, V'yinachim Yitzchak acharei imo, acharei shehaita dome le'imo b'ma'aseha. That it says that Rivka was so similar to Sarah in her actions. And when Yitzchak saw this, that's when he was able to be comforted. When he realized that his mother's essential trait was going to be carried on through his new wife. Hold on, let me just shut off this sound on my computer. Okay, so we see that at these two points, we have with Rus that we have chesed is mentioned three times, and we have by Rivka that chesed is mentioned three times. But beautiful, why does it matter? What is the connection between these two cases? And what I would like to suggest is that there weren't coincidentally mentions of chesed at these two points. These were two very integral points in our history. The first was the beginning of the continuation of the Jewish people. That Avram and Sarah were promised that from their offspring would come a large nation. And through Yitzchak, this was going to be continued. But this was not a reality until he met Rivka, until he married the woman who would help him to continue on the nation. So at this initial point of the beginning of the continuation of Am Yisrael, we have chesed as a trademark. The second point is our story here, that we're talking about Megillas Rus. And this is the beginning of the lineage that will lead to Mashiach. That we see that from the union between Rus and Boaz comes the lineage of David HaMelech will eventually lead to Mashiach. So what I want to suggest is that the union of Yitzchak and Rivka is the beginning of the continuation of Am Yisrael in our past, while the union between Boaz and Rus in Megillat Rus is what will continue our nation and eventually lead to the future of Am Yisrael way beyond what we can imagine right now. That this will lead us into the times of Mashiach. So I want to say that chesed was mentioned at these points for a very specific reason. And right now I want to delve into what is that reason. We understand that these were two essential points in our history or leading us to our future. But why was chesed so important? Why is that the midah that needs to be stressed at these times? So what is so important about chesed? So we see way, way back in Parshas Bereishis when Hashem is creating man. It says, "Vayomer Elokim." Hashem says to the Malachim, "Na'asa Adam, let us make man. B'tzalminu kinmutinu, let him make us in our image. V'yiranu b'dagat hayam ube'uf hashamayim ube'behima ube'chol ha'aretz ube'chol haremes haromisal ha'aretz. They should rule over the fish and the animals and everything else that we have populated the land with." The Rambam in Hilchot Dayot says, we have this piece of Tzelem Elokim within us. Sorry, before we get to the Rambam, we have this piece of Tzelem Elokim in us. That we believe that when Hashem created us, He created us, b'tzalminu kidmutinu, that Hashem created us in His image. And the Rambam expounds, based on the commandment that we have, the halachta b'drachav, that we have to walk in the ways of Hashem, that what does this mean, that we are made in the image of Hashem, that we are meant to walk in His ways? Kach amanu b'peirish mitzvah zo. Mahu nikra chanon, af ata chanon. Mahu nikra racham, af ata racham. How should we act like Hashem? We should act like Hashem in our actions. Just like Hashem has mercy, so too we should have mercy. Just like Hashem cares for other beings, we too should care for other beings. Mahu nikra kadosh, af ata kadosh. Just like Hashem is called holy, you too should be holy. So the Rambam is telling us that how do we emulate Hashem? How do we embrace this Tzelem Elokim, this piece of Hashem that is within us? We act in the ways of Hashem, just like we see that Hashem has mercy on others, that Hashem has mercy on us. We too should care for others and have mercy on others. That the Rambam believes that when we do chesed, when we care for others, when we show mercy and caring and compassion, we are emulating God. We are embracing the godliness within us. The Gemara in Sota adds a final point and says, Darash Rabbi Simlai, Torah Trilasa Gmilas Chasadim, Visofa Gmilas Chasadim, that the Torah begins with chesed and ends with chesed. Trilata Gmilas Chasadim, how does it start with chesed? That we see in the beginning of time that Hashem clothed Adam and Chava, that Hashem is the Malbish Arumim, He is the one who clothed the naked, and we see that from the beginning of time, that immediately upon Adam and Chava recognizing that they were not dressed and being embarrassed, Hashem chooses to clothe them. He gives them clothing. He cares for them. V'sofag milas chasadim dichtiv v'ikvero to begai. And we see that the very end of the Torah, Hashem does the ultimate chesed of burying the dead when Hashem buries Moshe Rabbeinu. That we see that the beginning and the end of Torah are encompassed by chesed. That Torah, that chesed is our way of embracing this godliness, that Hashem acts with chesed, so too we must act with chesed. So the point I'm trying to make here is, why is it so important that we have chesed in the beginning of our continuation with the story of Rivka and Yitzchak, and even more so in the story of Rus, when we see her acting with such chesed, and that eventually will lead us to our future continuation through to the times of Mashiach? Because chesed is what makes us unique. Chesed is how we embrace the peace of Hashem within us. It's how we elevate our neshama and connect to Hashem through it. It's how we make ourselves godly. And that's what makes us unique as Jewish people, not only as human beings. That in the beginning of time, Hashem said, I have planted the seeds in Avraham and Sarah. I want you to see that you as a Jewish nation have been imbued with this midah of chesed, this ability to connect to me through my actions. Through emulating me, you yourselves can become godly and elevated. And Hashem starts us off and says the person who is going to continue on my family is going to have to be someone who exemplifies chesed. And that's why Rivka is chosen. And then we can take it back to our time now. And then we see that in Megillas Rus, Hashem is saying that just like in the beginning of time, the beginning of Am Yisrael was started through chesed, so too at this point, anyone who is going to take Am Yisrael into the future through to the time of Mashiach is going to have to be a Balas Chesed, is going to have to be someone who embraces their godliness, who is able to look without in themselves and see their Tzelem Elokim and take advantage of that and use that to help others and use that to elevate themselves and their actions. So the final message in Megillas Rus that I want to leave us with is that Rus specifically teaches us this this message of chesed, that we are able to look inside ourselves and think, how can we emulate God? How can we elevate ourselves and our actions? How can we connect to our godliness? And if we look at this through the Megillah, she is able to help everyone and connect to everyone through the Megillah in the most selfless way. And this is able to elevate everyone else in the Megillah, that everyone who comes into contact with Rus is elevated. That Naomi is able to become more active through her connection to Rus. That Boaz is able to become the Goel. He is able to be a redeemer. He is able to have a peace in the continuation of Am Yisrael through his connection to Rus. So if we can take one message from Rus, it's to embrace our godliness, try to elevate our actions, try to elevate those around us, and together try to grow closer to Hashem and connect to our godliness on a communal level as an entire Am Yisrael. May it be a beautiful Chag Shavuot. Thank you so much for joining me and learning over these past weeks. It's really been a pleasure, and I look forward to continuing learning together. Please feel free to join us on Tuesday night. We are going to have the Neely pre-Shavuot night of learning. It's going to be jam-packed with three different shiur slots. I will be starting, and then there are a number of shiurim following. You can check out the Neely website. You can check out Neely on Facebook, Instagram, or keep an eye on your emails to get the links to connect to that. Thank you so much. Have a great night, everyone.